My first guests this morning are Corrine Collins and Ardith Eicher of the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico. And coming up in the second half is Randy Grissom, the new president of Santa Fe Community College. So please stay with us here in the Radio Cafe. Welcome, Corrine and Ardith.
Good morning. Good morning, Hollis.
Oh, good. You're both there. Fabulous. So, Corrine, you are executive director of the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico, and Ardith does communications for the organization and is one of the organizers of the upcoming 10th Annual Sweetheart Auction on February 7th.
We are. We're excited.
Good. I want to mention that right before you guys came on, listeners may have heard a PSA about a group that I'm running for women with breast and reproductive cancer. So my name and the Cancer Foundation's name was just on the air prior to this show. Anyway, so Corrine, tell us what the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico is and a little bit about its history.
So the way this got started is a group of physicians who were oncologists and community members realized, this was here in Santa Fe, that a number of patients that lived in northern New Mexico that were being diagnosed with cancer often did not come back and start their treatment, or they might start it and didn't complete it. And when they looked into this a little further, what they realized is that there were often significant obstacles that had nothing to do with the patient's medical treatment. So what the Cancer Foundation really came into being to do is to help support patients so that they can get to their treatment. And these are often people that don't have the resources to pay, for instance, for their lodging, for their transportation, and radiation treatment, for example, can last 6 to 7 weeks and be every single day. So I think you can imagine somebody living in northern New Mexico having to make that trip every day. So we initially started to provide those resources for mileage and for lodging. And as we've gone forward, we are constantly trying to evaluate where the gaps might be and what else we might be able to do to help patients with cancer during their treatment. One of the things that we started probably about a year and a half ago was the Meals That Heal program, so that people would be adequately nourished during their treatment. And those services
What does that do? How does that work?
Well, what it is that we give grocery cards to patients so they, again, are adequately nourished during their treatment.
So just to be clear for people, I had never heard of the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico, I'm embarrassed to say, until I had cancer. and it's the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico, and it's not part of the American Cancer Society, and it's not part of the New Mexico Cancer Foundation. Is that right?
Well, we are not part of any national organization, so you're correct. We're an independent foundation, and we have worked hard to get the word out there, but we often meet people like yourself who have never heard of us. So the nice thing about knowing that it is a local foundation is that all the money we raise stays right here in this community to help people in Santa Fe and northern New Mexico.
Yeah, and I do want to say that, for example, while I was undergoing radiation and driving 3 minutes literally from my house to the cancer center, I was sitting with people every single day there who had gotten up in the morning and driven an hour and a half or 2 hours to come for radiation, and then after their treatment had to face driving home,
mm-hmm.
often alone because they didn't, you know, have someone who could leave their job or their families to come with them. And these are often people who are very sick, and so the financial stresses on top of all of that are just incredible. So having the assistance of the Cancer Foundation makes the difference, because people often make decisions about their treatment, as you mentioned or implied earlier, based on their ability to get transportation and get there and, you know, stay overnight if they need to and have enough to eat and all of that kind of stuff. So
yeah, and you know, New Mexico is a particularly unique situation because we're a huge state geographically.
Right.
We're the fifth largest state in the country, and we're, you know, the bottom five in terms of per capita income. So you have this combination of, you know, a lot of people who are quite poor who have to travel these great distances, and Santa Fe is the only place they can get treatment in northern New Mexico. It's not like there's treatment centers in all of these towns in northern New Mexico, so they have to travel to Santa Fe to get treatment, and that's why this is such a kind of a unique situation and why this unique foundation was formed to address that very specific problem.
And you guys also sponsor the support groups for people with cancer.
Right. And so, you know, so it's, we definitely, you know, support people who live in Santa Fe as well as, you know, all of the people in these more rural areas in northern New Mexico. Mm-hmm.
And so there are several different support groups you have, right?
There are. And I think one of the things we realized, and what I would say is that the financial services such as helping people with their mileage, paying for their hotel rooms, giving them grocery gift cards, those services are based on financial need. Mm-hmm. And we have a licensed clinical social worker who meets with everybody and does an initial assessment. But what we also know is that the emotional impact of a cancer diagnosis is there regardless of financial need. So the support groups that you're talking about, there are no financial qualifications for that. They're open to everyone.
And they're free.
They are free, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to mention really early in the show that for information about the Cancer Foundation and all of its services, you can go to the website, which is cffnm.org. Did I get that right, Corinne?
Yes.
And if you get it wrong, you end up on a Children's Cancer Foundation site, which is CFF, Cancer Foundation for New Mexico,
yes.
CFFNM.org.
Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit about, first, let's tell me how people, if they need to access the system, they want to find out about support groups, or perhaps they want to apply for financial assistance, how do they do that? What's the first step?
Okay, so there's several ways depending on what somebody is the most comfortable with. And shall I give the phone number now, Hollis, or do we want
Absolutely.
To do that at another point?
No, that's great.
Okay, so the phone number here in Santa Fe, 505, of course, 955-7931, extension 3, is our clinical social worker. And that's really the best place to start. Somebody can call her and she will meet with them, again, do an assessment, determine what their needs are. And even if, let's say, somebody does not qualify for any of the financial assistance, there's several ways she may be able to be helpful. She can let them know about other resources. Again, we mentioned the support groups, and I would say that the support groups we do are not only for the patient with cancer, but we also have a support group specific to family members and caregivers, because they certainly have the impact of going through this diagnosis with their loved one as well. So that's probably the best place to start, is to call and talk with our social worker. Of course, you did mention the website, and there's a lot of good information on there. There's a schedule of the support groups that
yes.
they can access through that site.
And I do want to mention that I was in Las Vegas, New Mexico, giving a little talk recently with a group of health professionals, and one of them said she had referred a friend to the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico to seek financial assistance. And what her friend told her was that, unlike many forms of financial assistance, which are very difficult and onerous to get, she found the process very easy, and she felt she was treated with respect and didn't feel ashamed that she was having to ask for help when she came to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice
yeah.
to hear. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, let's talk about the Sweetheart Auction. When is it this year?
It's going to be on February 7th. It's at 5 o'clock, starts at 5 o'clock at the Santa Fe Convention Center. And as you mentioned, this is our 10th anniversary of this event. So it's really grown into kind of an extraordinary celebration, really. I mean, you know, people kind of think, oh, I'm going to a cancer fundraiser. That doesn't sound very fun, but it's such a fun evening. There's, you know, just gathers together the community of patients and caregivers and donors to the organization and all of the artists who donate, you know, items for the auction. So it just turns into a really nice celebration. There's probably you know, 700 or 800 people who attend each year.
That's a big party.
That's a big party. Yeah. So we're scrambling madly right now to get ready for it, and it includes a dinner and dessert buffet that's really yummy every year. And
Who's doing that this year?
Peas and Pod is so generous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they really help us out. We've been working with them for many years now, and there's an open wine and beer bar, and we have this amazing silent auction that's just in time for Valentine's Day shopping with about 300 items, and then we kind of cap off the evening with this amazing live auction. We have about 15 items in our live auction, and you know, the community is so generous with us because everyone's been touched by cancer. So we just are amazed every year at the generosity of the donors and the things that people provide for our auction. So, so that's exciting.
Who's the auctioneer this year?
Richard Lampert, who is one of the owners of the Zaplin Lampert Gallery. He's done the auction the last couple of years. And Mark Zaplin, who is his co-owner of the gallery, passed away this year from cancer. So this is a particularly close cause for Richard, and he's been terrific.
Yeah. We talked about that a little in person previously, that, you know, there's something about supporting this event that's a little bit different for most people, I imagine, than supporting an art museum event or, you know, something else in the community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think there's so many worthy causes out there, but I really agree that this is a more emotional cause and one that so many people connect to, because most of us, as Ardith said, have been touched in cancer in some way, either personally or through family or close friends.
Now, Ardith, you've done a lot of the work on the auction this year, is that right?
It's been a huge team effort. We have a whole committee that's just about the auction. So, but yes, I've been one of the people working on it. And, you know, per usual, we have some really cool items. I think one of the kind of things that the Sweetheart Auction is famous for are these really neat experiences that we put together for people. Because, you know, as you know, I mean, a lot of people have a lot of stuff in their house, and what they don't necessarily have the capability of going out and just buying on their own are the chance to do some special experiences with their friends. And so we really focus on trying to kind of have some of those opportunities in the auction. So one of the things we're really excited about this year is we have a private cocktail party and dinner with Hampton Sides. He's the author who wrote Blood and Thunder, and his brand new book is called In the Kingdom of Ice. So he's a nationally, you know, best-selling author who happens to live in Santa Fe. And then his good friend is Bruce McKenna, who was the producer of Band of Brothers and In the Pacific, a couple of HBO miniseries, that one of which won the Emmy for most outstanding miniseries that year. And Hampton and Bruce are currently collaborating on turning Blood and Thunder into a screenplay. I think I'm not sure if it's for a movie or for a miniseries as well. But so they're working together on that, as well as on a lot of interesting projects that they're doing separately. And so they're coming together for this dinner party where somebody can bring, I think, up to 16 guests. It's at a home in Santa Fe, so you don't have to, you know, prepare your home. The whole dinner is catered. You don't have to clean up. And you get this sort of fascinating evening with these two really interesting guys who are not only, you know, great authors and great producers, but they're really engaging, fun people to talk to.
Yeah.
So that's one of our items.
And let's talk about the raffle tickets. You also, I mean, not everyone will be able to stay in the bidding for that party, I suspect. However, almost everyone could buy a raffle ticket. Tell them about how this travel thing works. It's very cool.
Yeah, we have a dream vacation raffle. And so you get your choice of a trip for two to one of four really cool locations around the world. One is Fiji on a beachfront luxury resort. The second one is a trip to Paris and Prague, so you get to go to two European capitals. The third location is 6 nights in Tokyo, and the fourth is going to the PGA Golf Championship here in the U.S. for the final couple of rounds for the PGA Championship. So it's a nice diversity of locations, and mm-hmm. if you are the winning ticket, you get your choice of one of those locations and a trip for two.
And so you draw the winning ticket at sort of toward the end of the night. Is that the way it works?
We do. We draw the winning ticket. Allie McGraw will be drawing the winning ticket for us at the end of the evening, but you do not have to be at the event to win. So you can buy your raffle ticket, and we will call you if you're the winner, if you're not at the event.
And it's the PGA finals this year, by the way, are in Wisconsin in August.
They are?
Yeah. I looked
it
up.
I did not know that.
Well, a friend of mine said, nah, I don't want to go to Wisconsin, but I'll buy a ticket because I'd like to go to Tokyo.
You know.
Yeah. So tell us also about some of the other items that are going to be on the live auction block, because it's a small auction, so they're rather high-end, often beautiful pieces of art. And by the way, all of them are on the pictures of them and descriptions are on the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico website, which, as I mentioned before, is cffnm.org. And just as a reminder, I'm talking with Corrine Collins, the executive director of the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico, and Ardith Eicher, who is helping put this fabulous event, the Sweetheart Auction, which is going to be February 7th. She's helping to put that together. So tell me a little more about the things that are going to be in the auction, Ardith.
We've got several great travel options. So we have a week at a private villa in Lake Como. I'm sure just down the street from George Clooney's villa, I'm sure. We have a 15-day African safari in Zambia and South Africa. So that's a really cool event. We have another travel option is a Fred Harvey getaway. So Fred Harvey was the hotelier in the early 1900s that kind of opened up the Southwest, and La Fonda was originally a Fred Harvey hotel. So this is a chance to experience several of the Fred Harvey properties, one of which is El Tovar. That's right on the rim of the Grand Canyon.
Oh, wow.
La Posada in Winslow, Arizona, a night at La Fonda. So you get to sort of sample a bunch of these historic hotels. They're really cool. On the other sort of experiences, Doug Montgomery, who's kind of the star attraction at the piano bar at Vanessi's, he will be doing a private cocktail party for 20 people where he will be playing and entertaining people.
Oh, but wait, can you sing with him?
I'm sure he would let you sing with him. You might have to bid a little extra if you want to sing with him, but I'm sure he would allow that.
Uh-huh.
And, again, that's at a home in Santa Fe, so that you don't have to, worry about cleaning up your own house. And they have a beautiful Steinway piano at that home, too, so you don't have to worry about renting the piano. And as you said, we always have amazing artwork. So we have a woodblock print from Gustav Bauman this year. That's the first time we've ever had a Bauman piece, who, is a historic artist who came to Santa Fe in the early 1900s. And a beautiful sculpture from Alan Hauser, the Apache artist who's mm-hmm. very famous.
Mm-hmm.
A glass piece by Preston Singletary, who's mm-hmm. from Seattle. We have a barbecue for 50 people that Whole Hog is going to be catering.
That is too fun. If you could arrange that like around some sporting event that you were all going to watch, that
your
would be
Super
really
Bowl party.
Your
that
Super Bowl
awesome.
Party. There mm-hmm. you go. And I also noticed, I just have to say this because he's one of my favorite sculptors. I think you have a piece by Arlo Nominga.
We do.
And, a sculpture by him, and he's just such a wonderful young artist.
And we have a gorgeous painting by B.C. Nowlin, who is an Albuquerque artist, and he's been very generous with us for several years now in the auction. So there's really great stuff in the live auction, and just as cool stuff in the silent auction. And as you said, I mean, not everyone can kind of, you know, bid on these big ticket items, but we've got items in the silent auction that are at every price point, and you know, everybody can participate. Right. Got a chocolate tasting at Kakawa for six people.
That's fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
And things like massages and personal service.
Yeah,
things.
Massages. You know, dinners for two at all the restaurants. We always get beautiful jewelry items donated every year, either from, you know, people just giving up their personal pieces or you know, local jewelry stores around town.
Sounds great.
And again, but, you know, at every price point. It's not like everything's super, super expensive.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, I'm going to have to call it quits right about there.
Oh, my God. We thought we were going to have trouble, like, filling the time.
And didn't I tell you? It'll just go by like a snap.
It does.
I've been talking with Corrine Collins, who's the executive director of the Cancer Foundation for New Mexico, and Ardith Eicher, who is one of the amazing women putting together, probably mostly women, but some men, putting together the annual Sweetheart Auction for the Cancer Foundation. And that will be Saturday, February 7th at the Santa Fe Convention Center. Big party, big fundraiser to help people with cancer and their families through very difficult times. If you want tickets or more information about any of this, you can go to the website cffnm.org, or you can call the Cancer Foundation 955-7931. Thanks for being with me today this morning, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Hollis.